Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you'll be watching this. My name is Siyasanga Munwadibi, and welcome to another episode of the Sunday World Engage. And today we have a special guest, someone who's done it all as far as football is concerned, a player or a former player or legend that had arguably one of the longest careers that you can imagine as far as South African football is concerned. And this guest today is none other than Uvuyomiri Grootman.
Oh,
How are
yes,
you?
yeah,
How are you?
I'm all good. And how are you, big man?
Ah, kishap,
Ah,
kishap. It's all
Kishapu,
good.
Jack. No,
It's been a while.
thanks a lot.
Yeah.
I think I can get used to that introduction, my friend.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been a
Yeah.
while since I
Yeah.
heard such words, but then I'm truly humbled, Skokosama,
Yeah.
and thanks for having me.
Yeah. And what is the most humbling thing, about that introduction specifically? What makes you feel the way you're feeling right now?
Sitting here and looking back at my career, and for me it went by so quick because
Yeah.
I feel like I can still go on, but then it's a
Yeah.
topic for another day.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'm just truly grateful ma for Unkulunkulu for what he has done for me in
Yeah.
my career. So I'm one of the longest serving players
Yeah.
in the PSL, and I've won I think every trophy
For
on
sure.
offer in the PSL,
Yeah.
even in the NFD, I've won the league. So, but
Yeah.
then I can't take credits here. I have to
Yeah.
thank my ancestors and my God.
Yeah.
They could have easily chosen somebody else, but
For
then
sure.
they chose me, and I'm truly grateful.
Yeah.
So when you sit down and you look back, Razo, many people they will tell you, because when at times maybe you don't realize what you've achieved.
Yeah.
So now when people come and tell you what you've done for South African football as a whole, and then it's truly humbling to hear such words. So yeah,
Yeah.
I'm truly grateful.
Yeah. And you're saying you feel as if it was a short career. I mean, it's
Yeah.
23 years. It's 23
Yeah.
years.
I
How can
know, I
23
know.
years be short? I mean,
I know, because yeah, just a little message to the young ones,
yeah.
it goes by so quick that you'll realize with success it's not guaranteed.
For sure.
And I thought, with Izola I was just a youngster. And then I will remain a youngster forever, only to realize to go to the following day, saying, "Bizwa hot man, hey Razo," in the dressing room. And then you
Yeah.
turn and you look at these boys. I'm like,
Ish.
"Hey, wena san, what are you saying? Who won, hot man?"
Yeah.
But then you start to realize, bias here. You
Yeah.
just have to make the most out of your career. Each opportunity you get, just treat each day as it comes. And tomorrow is not guaranteed, Razo. Just appreciate where you are, the home that you have, because there's so many talented players out there who are
Yeah.
seeking a home and they are looking for a place or to where they can play their football. So just be grateful for wherever you are, big or small team. I don't even want to hear those words. There's no
Yeah.
big or small team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe if you could take us back, maybe what are some of your fond memories throughout this 23-year journey? Because I want to believe that you started, your debut was at Hellenic
Yes, sir.
at the age of 17.
Yeah.
Just throughout the, just take me back,
Yeah.
during that 23 years, just your fond memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a normal boy, Razon. I grew up in the academy, Hellenic Academy,
Yeah.
where my dream was just to become a professional soccer player. And
Yeah.
that dream came true when I was, I think, 16 and a half when I joined Hellenic first team. And I made my debut against Black Leopards
Yeah.
in 2001, a while back, as Ngabo Jan van Riebeek.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, so I started enjoying my football. I never wanted anything else. The money wasn't the mere factor for me that moment. I just wanted to be on the field and enjoy myself. And not knowing by doing that, I'm attracting interest, from big teams and all that. And I started playing for the development teams of the national team under 14, under 17, under
Yeah.
20, under 23, until I made my debut in the Bafana team. So yeah, man, that journey of development from Hellenic, and
Yeah.
from Hellenic going to Mamelodi Sundowns, yes, that's right. It just was a highlight of my career, because nobody knew who I was. Only a few people who were true followers of football knew who Vuyomire was.
Yeah.
And until I got to Mamelodi Sundowns, when I realized that, wow, man,
Yeah.
I can actually make a true living out of this. I can support my family
Yeah.
and take care of my parents. And when I got there, I just saw the other side of being a professional player. Because when you get there now, it's not only about being a professional on the field. you know, on and off, people recognize you, you know, there's a certain way of behaving, even though at some point I derailed.
Yeah.
But then I just want to thank my God, you know, for just putting me back on track, you know, and saying, hey, behave. And I've never looked back, Razo. Since I played for Mamelodi Sundowns, I think I established myself in South African football, played for the national team. And then I got a chance. You know, you travel so much when you are in this industry, Razo. And, you know, I'm just grateful for that. And one of my highlights of my careers is playing against Barcelona.
Yeah.
The likes of Ronaldinho. Yeah,
yeah, I remember that, that picture. Yeah. It's for me, it's an iconic picture.
Yeah, yeah. So one of my highlights of my career, Razo. But then, yo, there's a lot, Razo.
Yeah.
And then down memory lane, I went on to play for Platinum Stars, where I was a captain.
Mm.
And we went on to win trophies where nobody expected us to win anything.
Yeah.
And we beat, hey, this other team. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't want to make people angry. Yeah. Guys. Yeah.
They know.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's been a fruitful career for me, and I have no regrets at all. I'm just truly thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you speak of Mamelodi Sundowns, where you're saying that's where it all changed for you.
Yeah.
They're in the MTN 8 semi-final, big game coming up against Orlando Pirates. Just your take on that, building up to that game. It's sold out.
Yes. Well. Yeah. I've got a soft spot for that team, but yeah, you know, it's wafa wafa time now. I'm just happy by how the tournament went on, from the quarterfinals where we saw so many goals, which is good for the sponsors MTN,
sure.
You know, because they've got this initiative of goals for charity, where for every goal scored in the normal 90 minutes, they donate 20,000 rand. So far, it's been 15 goals scored, but then it's been 16 goals, but then the other goal was scored in an extra time.
Oh, yes,
so we don't count that. So now it's 300,000 that is going to be donated to charity organizations across South Africa. So, which is good, Raza. So we're hoping for more goals now in the semifinals. I know the attention will be on this Mamelodi Sundowns and Pirates game, but then the other semifinal also is going to be an interesting one.
For sure.
Yeah. So we're looking for goals, Raza. So whoever makes it to the final between between Stellenbosch and Sekhukhune.
Yeah.
Let me just wait for the second leg. Yeah. Then I'll put my money where my mouth is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how has the journey been like with MTN being part of the legends? You know?
Yes.
How has that been like?
See, it's been one of the most humbling experiences, because you look at the guys that are also legends here, the guys that were legends before.
Yeah.
And it came at a time when I just retired, announced my retirement, where it's one of the most stressful periods in anybody's career. You don't know whether you're going to wake up at 1 o'clock, because now you're so used to waking up early in the morning and going to training or to work. And then all of a sudden that's been taken away from you. And then you have to wake up not knowing what to do with your day. So, the MTN came along, and then they drafted me into this legendary status of the MTN 8 Legends, and I'm truly grateful, Razolam, so that I wake up and then I have to come and do the Lord's work, Razolam.
Sure.
I'm truly grateful for the opportunity granted by MTN and everybody who's involved.
And we'll move around. I mean, after Sundowns, you went to Platinum Stars, where you won trophies. And then after that, I mean, obviously the journey continued. We went to Bidvest, you know, there was Morocco Swallows also there. Just take us through, you know, that period as well, how it was for you.
You know, when you start, because when I left Mamelodi Sundowns, that was one of my difficult periods in my career, because I thought I will finish my career at Mamelodi Sundowns.
Mm.
But then I didn't know who had other ideas. So I left, and then I was home for something like 3 months.
Yeah.
And then there came Thuso Phala's mom, Susan Phala, where she offered me an opportunity to have trials at Platinum Stars. And then they gave me a week-long trial, and I made it, Razo. And in no time, Razo, I was a regular and became a captain of the team. And little did I know, Razo, Nkulunkulu was opening up a door for me to shine again.
Yeah.
And then we went on to win 2 trophies, like I said, you know. People who follow football will know that, because when this competition starts, I think it's one of the reasons why I've been drafted in, because I was once a winner with Platinum Stars as a captain. So yes, I had a great 7 years at Platinum Stars. And to also think that Razo Platinum Stars was sold. All the teams I play for.
Vets,
Swallows. But then, yeah, I enjoyed myself at Platinum Stars. And, you know, it was unfortunate that we were relegated. And then I had to seek somewhere else to go. And I went on trials at many teams. As I went to Chakuma. Imagine Chakuma.
At what age?
Just after Platinum Stars, I think I was 32, 33.
And you still have to try?
Razo, these people don't care, Razo. And at your age, you have to prove yourself everywhere you go. It doesn't matter what you've done in your career, but then as long as you're looking for a job, you must go and impress and show the hunger, obviously. Yeah. And then I think I had that. I still had the fire burning in my heart, you know, to go out and do what I love. Mm. And obviously, things didn't go well at Chakuma because I saw that Lapa. No.
Yeah.
With all due respect to the institute and the team, I think I didn't see anything that was going to help me in my career.
Yeah.
So I came back home, you know, and 2 days when I was home, and then I got a call from Lebohang Cheese Boy.
Yeah.
Because Maccabi had just bought the status. Swallows had just bought the status of Maccabi.
Yeah.
So now I went there also, trials. But then it was nice trials so that everybody could see that, you know, I'm not being giving it on a silver platter. You know, I had to work for it like everybody else. Yeah. And little did I know that it was just in Jekutiba
Fetu.
But the contract was already discussed and all that. And then I never looked back. You know, I enjoyed myself. You know, that's when I realized, Uti, I need to start enjoying my football again. Yegela lento ele nyogo and all that, because once you concentrate on that, you know, you won't enjoy the game anymore. So, yes, the money-wise, it wasn't the same, but I was playing football again and I was enjoying myself. We started winning games, started competing until COVID happened. You know, for some reason, we didn't see it when we went to the bubble. Credit must go to Mr. Panyaza Lesufi. Mm. He organized the bubble for us at Beachwood Hotel.
Mm.
I think 2 months before the main bubble of the PSL.
Yeah.
And I think it gave us an upper hand to understand what we expect, what we're going to expect into the bubble. It was very difficult.
Right? I can imagine.
You eat certain kind of food. You have doctors coming in. Yes. That was a killer. That was a killer as well. And but then, little did we know, Kuti, we were getting prepared for something. And when we went to the main bubble, PSL, automatic. So now and then we went on. It gave us an edge when we went into the bubble. We were 8 points behind Ajax Cape Town.
Mm.
8 points. Yeah. Our first game we play against a team from Mpumalanga. I forget the name, but then we drew against the team and Ajax won, which made it 9 points now.
Mm.
See how we came back from that, but then I think the bubble was too long for the players of Ajax.
Yeah.
I think they couldn't adjust because so now we capitalized on that because when they were drawing their games, we won all our games.
Mm.
We won all our games until the last day we played Chakuma. And Nabo Beba, Dlala, just because they had just bought a status. So yeah, we won the league and you know, it was one of the most humbling periods in my career, no cheese, because everybody had written us off. Couldn't any picture about Tandugui versus a car lapa. So, yeah, man, it's one of my memorable pictures. With this picture, people, I wish they could understand what was going through our minds, you know, what we were feeling at that moment, because it was not for us, it was for our families, because, you know, a lot of times, Razo, our families, you know, they stand up for us, you know. They are the one that prided themselves with our surnames.
Mm.
So now, once we felt that, you know, that we were happy for them ukuthi sibuyele ku PSL. And yes, sis, what Uhotman Leras, I still take my head off for Upanyaza Lisuif, you know, even David Mahasho. So after that, we went back into the PSL and then we started competing. Raso. And we did well. Raso. I think first season we qualified for the top 8.
Yeah.
And the second season, yes, we started playing. We're not doing so bad.
Yeah.
Until Namanje Bayazi, they're signing all these players. Yes. We are in the PSL now. And once that happens, you know, to coach Manji is not the one that's signing players. And now players are being bought left and right. And now players, big players with different egos. Now the coach started with the youngsters in the Glow Africa League. And then all of a sudden these big egos come into the team now. They start competing with the coach. When the coach left, it was a small call. When he left, which means now it left us a much better, the senior guys who were there bringing in the new coach, Simo Dlala. And then he also bought his own players. It was a different dimension altogether. So
it destabilizes the team.
Exactly. And then, some things happened there. I won't talk about them. And then I just left Moraka Salos and joined TS Galaxy. They gave me an opportunity. That's what I like. They set me down and they told me that, Vuyo, you don't expect you to play every game.
Yeah.
You know, we want you so that you can be the leader in the dressing room, you know, just to guide the young ones. And when I went to play TS Galaxy, I knew what I was getting myself into. Because a lot of times we'll find Tina Abantu outside. The outside factors are the ones that are confusing us about, why are you not playing? You are better than who and who. But they're not new. You also need to tell them that, no, gents, I have a contract. Yeah. My contract states, Uguti, I have to support the young ones. I can't expect to play every game. I think this is one of the lessons the young ones need to realize. Because there's something that came out now in the social medias about the player at Mamelodi Sundowns.
Yeah.
I'm Kalanga Grant because... No, Maseko. Where
you
say,
Maseko.
It has to see a youngster feeling like that, because he's losing the spark of football. Whereas, you know, we've got senior guys, the Abapaya, they've experienced that, you know. You don't need to go to social media to talk about
when
such
things. When they are senior guys, you can talk to.
For you to get that crown, go to be a senior player, you need to be helping others. Don't be a senior player because you've been long in the team. So if you respect me and I can look up to you, then I know good young petty hot man. So I think it could have been dealt with in a better way, you know.
Sure.
So because he's a good player, and he mustn't take challenges, because when he's playing, he doesn't go to social media and say, I'm playing now. Now all of a sudden he's losing the spark. Yes, it will happen when you're not playing. He's a good player and he's at a good team. He's competing against great players. But then it's just a story for another day. It was just a bad example. You know, when you are a senior guy, you know, I was given that task, Kuti Ntwana, you are slacking off, Ntwana, because players need to be open with the senior guys to say that, Hotman, I can't talk to the coach. I don't know why the coach is not playing me. And then me, I can maybe go to the coach and say, coach, what must this boy improve on? What must he do? What did he do anything? Or you see, now you become that bridge between the technical team and the player. But then you're confused, Razo, because a lot of times other players will say,
You don't want it to get to that.
Exactly,
point.
But then you have to stand your ground, because if I'm not anything, I'll see new goals. Not everybody will like you, but then as long as you are an honest man and you stand by your word, then there's nothing to fear.
For sure. And you summarized your 23 year career so well, you know. But I just want to get to another point, you know. Specific figure, you know, that was part of your journey, pretty close, Lerato Shabangu. He's someone that you played with club level, national team level, just, you know, and we all know what he's going through right now. Just briefly, your take on that, whether you've spoken to him and how far he is, because he's got rehab right now. So yeah, just maybe you could touch on that.
It's one of the unfortunate players that I know, that, you know, he had it all on the field, career-wise, you know, talent, you know, it was out of this world.
Yeah.
For me, he could have easily played at any country outside South Africa. So, yes,
he was that good.
We know that Ace every Bafana team that was named, Dirazo Lerato was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. PSL Awards or Lerato was there. El Mamelodi Sundowns is a regular. And even when he went to SuperSport, he won the league. He's the only player also to be sold by Mamelodi Sundowns and bought again from SuperSport.
Yeah.
So that speaks volumes also about Lerato's career. But then off the field, I think this is where now he lost it all. And yes, also a lot of us, you know, that is why I consider myself very fortunate also, because at some point we were staying together. I was doing the same thing so Lerato that was that he was doing. So now for me to be given a second chance, just as Razo, you know, I'm truly grateful to my God and my ancestors, because not a lot of them, because Lerato, truly speaking, and then I'll put it out there, that Lerato was more talented than me, you know, and for him to be going through this, you know, it pains me, because I've still find people saying, yeah, but we impinge Jaco, and when you let him do but then who was I to say Lerato don't do this? We were almost the same age. So now where was I to say Lerato don't buy this or buy this or do this with your life? I couldn't do that. We were both young at that time. So now I'm just happy now, you know, he found help. He was very happy. We were chatting every time, and then I think he's about to be released this week or next week. So now, yes, I was planning maybe to go see him, but then I will just follow his lead, because I'm not sure when he was going to be in Joburg and all that, because I didn't want to go out there and disturb, because I don't know maybe the impact I will have on him while he's on rehab. I don't want him relapsing now. I think I'll just give him time. Maybe Sikale, he build this confidence in each other again. So, because there's a lot that had happened also, because it's sad to see him that way. He's my boy, and he'll forever be my boy.
And what he's going through, I mean, maybe what are some of the lessons that the young players can take from his situation? Because even now, we do hear stories about some of the current players who are, you know, doing some things off the field that they probably should not be doing,
and
that could, you know, land them into trouble or, you know, situations that they that are undesirable. Maybe what are some of the lessons that they should
take? A lot of times, soccer players get away with a lot of bad things, and then most of the cases when you get away with them, we think they are working for us. You might not sleep the previous night playing tomorrow if a team is not in camp, and then you sleep at 4 o'clock, you have a stun off again, you score three goals, and you think it's working for you, and knowing deep inside that, you know, it's killing yourself. Imagine if you can score 2 goals having slept more 4. Imagine if you slept more 10 or 11 as a professional shoot, which means you could have scored 6. So now siyachutana njengamachita namukuthi antanga ubone lo dlali kanjani last week, it's working for you. So now then, we just want to be professional when it suits us. Being a professional player, so it doesn't mean a professional player when you're wearing those track suits, when you are bus escorted to the stadium, or when you are in a hotel, or when you're getting your salary. It's all about you, Razo. There was a lot of things that I did for me and myself without Amachita. Yes, I will go on Amachita. We go wherever we want to go. But then when they go sleep, I'm in the gym. So now people will be like, ay, man, vuya uyas ropa wena. Why wena tinama si olala wena uyali? So why should I be the same? If now we are the same siya, and then si tandaza sui too, we are talented the same. And then unkulunkula siza ba. So now you have to do something that I'm not doing, so that you can be better than me. So now, yes, players must understand. The same names at the back of the jerseys. Maybe
At
the end of the day, we're working for our families.
For sure.
So now when you say to me, we're going out, and then I say, yes, let's go out. There's a lot of people who are depending on me. You see, we're not the same. So now if you decide to enango tempe to funu kyopshaya, it's okay, go. But me, I'm going to go to the gym. And then it must show way around, you know, I'm the one now that's going to the gym. And a lot of times we at gym and then you just relax. You're expecting isn't to be on automatic. No. You put in the hard work and then you compete fair. So now, ubungana buko. So just look at players now. Baba Skimana, Badalala, the same team. And then one moves to another team. And then you ask yourself, ubungani buva? Now all of a sudden second in pinse zincha says ya kwatela nanjinga machito taushinchile lo. Akashinchanga, no. Life is better now, and then he's a professional who lalele Sundowns. When are you still stuck at that previous team of yours?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the young ones need to realize Razukuti, once you have a home, you need to respect it. It doesn't matter which team you are, because there's lots and lots of soccer players out there.
Yeah.
Because now we're now pegue ukuthi hayi ngokuthi yes Galaxy, just a bad example.
Yeah.
So I am treating sharp. I think bangang treat and ngono go Downs. Who said Sundowns is going to sign you?
Yes.
Appreciate where you are. Yeah, because now if you don't pride yourself with the team, how can you gonna go pride yourself when Mamelodi Sundowns?
Yeah.
Yeah, start off appreciating of what you have, and then unkulunkulu uzobona ukuthi he appreciates it, yeah. Which means let me elevate him to somewhere else.
Mm.
Yeah.
And just to also something of interest that interests me, you touched on it earlier, which some or most of the teams that you played for are no longer existent. Maybe just what's your take on that, you know, the selling and buying of statuses, because we're seeing what it's doing to our league. Recently, there was this case involving Cape Town City, all those things. I mean, what's your take on the buying and selling of statuses?
I think, Razo, we can do better when it comes to that, because, you know, we saw in the past years, you know, great legacies being wiped out just like that, you know. At some point, we had a Chakuma buying Bidvest Fans. That legacy of 100 years, all gone.
Right,
and I think within 6 months, they were struggling in the league, not paying players.
They had to...
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So now, with all due respect to the leadership, I think there should be now mechanics, or how can I put it? There should be ways maybe to see if a team is able to run a team for 5 years or 10 years if they buy the status. Because I don't know how the criteria it is of buying these teams. But then it's really heartbreaking to see such things. Highlands Park, okay, TS Galaxy is still there.
Yeah.
We want to see things that are happening this way.
Yeah.
Not to go to Muntu Tengi team, Raz. Because look now in the NFD, everybody just buying and selling, you know. And Razo, it destabilizes the team so much, because now... how do you say I'm planning to build something with this team and then as a coach I want to win the league after 5 years? Because we all have objectives.
Then
you're planning your life with this, and then all of a sudden your team has been sold. Like, it's something that is still doesn't sit well with me. But then I think I know Kuti, our leadership, you know, with all due respect to them, they will make better decisions in the future, and I'm hoping it soon. Because even now, you saw with the playoffs in the ABC, how can... I think Mahotmani need to do better when it comes to that.
Yeah.
It's been going on season after season. Playoffs, ABC, something goes on. So, then there's a... No. That's not professional football. No.
It's not good
for... it's not good for the image of South African football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe also, what's your take on the current crop of players? Basically, who play the position that you played so well? Who are some of the players that you like? And see which are they have a bright future?
Yes, so there's a lot of these youngsters that are doing well now.
Yeah.
Even though some of them, they're no longer youngsters. Because for me, once you start playing 1-2 seasons in the PSL, you're no longer a youngster.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at... Okay, Ihotman, Useila, Mudawu at Sundowns, Tapelo Morena, they've done well in my position.
Yeah.
So, you know, something I always like, it just interests me when those Sundowns is playing. I just want to look at those positions.
Mm.
And then we have this young boy from TS Galaxy. He's just been signed by Pirates, Michael Sebelebele.
Yeah.
He's a true gem, Razo. I'm just hoping that they use him well at Orlando Pirates.
Mm.
It's, you know, he's under pressure, Razo, because he now the team needs to get the results.
For sure.
They lost two games in a row, which is so unlike Orlando Pirates.
Mm.
And, you know, there's this boy also at TS Galaxy, Kulu Ndamani.
Yeah.
The center back.
Kulumani.
Yes, what a gem, Razo.
Yeah.
I think he also needs to just continue working hard. He's doing very well. And those are the lighty thing actually. Yeah. They interest me. And this Mbokazi boy, Rele Mofuki, aye, Hotmanle. I'm just happy to see him doing so well at the bigger stage.
Mm.
You see, I'm a World Cup qualifier, Sayeza Manji, and now coach Mela select the team. I'm just happy.
You have a good headache.
Yo, a good headache. And now, both of them, now him and Apollis are playing. Yeah. Even though we see Apollis at Polokwane City enjoyed playing as a lopsided winger, cutting inside and scoring his goal. Now, Rele is also that side.
Yeah.
So, but then at least now the coach is using both of them on the wings. Yeah. So it's good for the country.
Yeah.
So now, I hear there's a lot of stories at Mamelodi Sundowns. And we don't need those kind of things when we have such important games coming up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you spoke of the Pirates, mentioning that they need results. They're playing Sundowns. And just how tough will that game be for them? How much do they need to win that game?
We all know what they're capable of, Razo, and they're playing another good team, Razo. Sundowns, once they are in gear, it's going to be difficult to stop them. And we saw last night how they played against AmaZulu. They played very well.
Mm.
And Pirates lost against Marumo. I'm just worried about their confidence at the moment, because we saw now the coach introducing a lot of new players, which is something that will, for me personally, it will destabilize their confidence or the mood in the camp. Because once you start losing games and amachitamasha figure, laba wakdala, they were like, you see, uqalile lo uzana labantu bakhe lo, and then manje uyasidlisa.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's not the environment they are in at the moment, because it's too many chop and changes at Pirates. I know they are being hit with a long list of injuries.
Yeah,
but then I think Razo Amachita need to come up now. You know, you can't have such a team losing games before such an important game. It's going to be very, very, very difficult, Razo. And I'm hoping that, you know, my seniors, I was happy to see the striker, Makopa playing. Yeah. You know, I'm hoping to see Makhaula coming back, or at the back, Mabasa also coming back, and at the back, Tuki or Olisanda. You see, and at the right back, I think they are struggling at the right back position. They need to find a replacement, otherwise they're going to lose that boy at right back, because now he's so under pressure that now the team is losing. And then now, you know, the Orlando Pirates supporters, they'll be on your case. So you don't want to lose a young talent like that so soon in the season. Because once you find somebody who's going to do well there, it's chai for him.
Yeah, and you said MTN8, you will make your prediction in the second leg.
Yes, sir.
But just how nice was it for you, you know, to lift the MTN8? I mean, what should players expect? I mean, Pirates, obviously, they are used to it now.
Yeah.
When they've won it 3 times in a row. But just, you know, the MTN8, how special is it?
You know, the MTN8 sets the tone for the upcoming season.
For sure.
Because a lot of people would say it's a curtain raiser to the season, and I beg to differ with that.
Yeah.
The season starts with the MTN8. Because now it determines how you're going to do a lot of times, most teams that don't do well in the MTN8, they don't have good starts in the league campaign.
The league, yeah.
And it's worrying also to see that, you know, Orlando Pirates started. I'm going to keep on referring to Orlando Pirates because it's a good example.
Yeah.
They've done well, you know, playing Polokwane, and we saw glimpses of what they're capable of.
Mm.
And then they go on and lose 2 games in a season. That will dampen their confidence.
Yeah.
So now you find teams like also Sikukuni. Sikukuni, they've done well, you know. Really, they are confident. They are in a good space.
Mm.
One game they beat TS Galaxy, and then the first game of the season they beat Orlando Pirates. Their confidence, confidence is up there. So in 2013, what it did to us, Razo, we went on to win the Telkom Cup.
Mm.
We went on to finish second place in the league. It just set the tone for the upcoming season. It's a confidence boost. And for players in the team, Razo, obviously, Christmas comes in. So that's a good feeling, Razo. Especially, I know a lot of youngsters want to enjoy themselves, but then there's nothing motivating as bonuses in Spanish. And for teams that don't have sponsors, Razo, 10 million is a lot of money. Yeah, it's a lot of money, straight.
And maybe in closing of this conversation, are you perhaps looking into getting into coaching? Because I remember TS Galaxy, before you retired, you were a player coach. You know, are you also looking to getting into that space in future?
I'm currently doing my C license diploma.
Yeah.
So yeah, obviously I want to give back. See, this game has given me almost everything.
Yeah.
And it will be so unfair for me to live with the experience that I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing the C course and I'm busy with now this MTN A tournament. And I'm hoping when I'm done, somebody will offer me an opportunity to say, you can come and help. Mm. But then I'm still knocking on doors, looking for something. But yeah. I know something. So yeah, I'm so into helping the young ones. Yeah. So yeah, I enjoy myself when I work with the young ones, and I think I've got that energy of gravitating towards them. Even everywhere I go, the youngsters, you know, I think I get to understand because. At some point, I was a youngster, and I wanted somebody who can take me under his wing so that he can guide me, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so that we can avoid such situation labor school mangayo earlier.
I know I said that was my last question, but something that just came up, give me mind you. At TS Galaxy, obviously, when you went there, you did mention Uti, obviously, you had to go through trial and stuff, you know, and at that time you were a bit older, you know, and a coach that gave you, we can say, who gave you a chance was Coach CI.
Yes.
Just, you know, how is he, like, what type of a guy is he, type of a coach is he? Just your relationship with him.
He's one of the best human beings I've ever met. So, you know, a good coach, you know, a very disciplined coach, and he doesn't take nonsense. But then he needs players who work hard. It doesn't matter how good you are, as long as your attitude is not what he thinks he needs. Also, even if you scored 4 goals the previous game, you're out. I wish I could have met him when I was still playing and I was still younger.
Yeah.
Because look at all the players he produced also before he left. He got Mojela from Kasrik, sold him to Stellenbosch.
Yes.
He got Melusi as a fourth choice at TS Galaxy, sold him to Pirates. He got, who's the other one? Given Msimango.
Given, yes.
Yeah, he was not he was a hard worker, yes, Given, but then he molded him into something else. Kaiser Chiefs. Fia Grintuari, Kaiser Chiefs. There's a lot
even
of... He gave all these answers. Puso Di Tejani, he was just thrown in the streets by Kaiser Chiefs. Michael Sibelebele, teenage Khatebe at AmaZulu. Lebone now at Siema, now at Pirates.
Yes.
All these boys were promoted by Siya Dramovic. And Yorazo, a lot of players, the trips that we had to take pre-season and all that, could Siya Dramovic had a lot to do with that. Had a lot to do with it. With all due respect,
financial.
With all due respect to anybody at TS Galaxy, but Coach Siya Dramovic had a lot to do with those trips. And you know, it gave us so much exposure as well, because at some point we sold a Junior Traore to a Turkish team, and then Apelele Teto went to. Another team,
Scotland.
Scotland is it? Aberdeen or something?
Yeah.
He wanted to. Yeah, we got exposure, also, and we played some of the best teams around Europe, and we did well. As you know, we gauged ourselves for where we were at during preseason, and it helped TS Galaxy a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we were just a different team, also, after coming back from those trips.
And what did you make of his back and forth or? Beef with Coach
Mulani. You see, that's what I like about him, the coach. You know, he doesn't allow anybody to push him around, especially when you talk bad about his team or maybe people around him. He will protect everybody. Everybody, doesn't matter, because he's not the type of coach who will say bow down to everything because now he's at a so-called small team. You know, he protected the players, he protected the brand. He protected everybody, Razo. That is why he could stand up to Uhulani. So now, I thought, I was going to the same Zanzi Pela. So I see it continued now. Go Algeria. In Algeria. But then it's competition that is healthy, Razo. You know, they respect each other so much, you know, and I just love the way they're competing only on the pitch. But then I know there's certain things verbally that were said outside, but then I just like that competition that, you know, we know when we Sundowns plays TS Galaxy, that was that was a crunch game. That excitement in Jiyoguti, you will never know which way it's going to go.
I think that's basically it, you know. Like I said,
are you sure we're done? One more hour.
But like I said, you summarized your 23 years in a, you know, in a very beautiful way, where it all started for you, and up until where it ended, where you are right now, and where you want to go. So we just want to wish you all the best going forward, and I personally wish that you everything that you wish for. Because you did say you want to give back to football, because it did so much for you. I wish all of that, you know, materializes, and God, like you said, continues to bless you, and, you know, just continues opening those doors for you.
So now that you mentioned giving backs here, like now MTN, you know, is giving so much, Razolam, you know, to the supporters especially. You know, there's these initiatives, you know, Liz in Kulming Azolokuti, every goal that is scored, you know, within the 90 minutes, they're going to donate 20,000. And now there's something like 10 million in prizes to be won by somebody. Now we see there's large geno standing, Razo. 80,000 at stake.
Okay.
So now, Razo, I'm going to be busy MTN digital platforms, Razo, I'm going to go to competition. Who knows, on the 13th of September, the final, it's clearly now, I'm going to 80 check. Maybe I'm going to buy it somewhere. And now, MTN is doing such a great job, Razo, you know, this dream bags where we're going across the country, see donator, netball kids, soccer kids, you know, and we go into the disadvantaged areas most of the time. This is what I like about them. And then for supporters, I'm a fan, Sarazo. Who recharge at Pelang at 20 rand?
I know.
We're talking MTN 8. Just to recharge at 20 rand, and then you go on the my MTN new app. You go there, press my MTN 8, and then you just follow the prompts. Or you just dial *142# *142# MTN 8, and you follow the prompts. You have upagat. Maybe you can, because the last fan standing wins 1 million. 1 million. Kabanga tengi time 20 rand to win ube a million. I MTN buffet.
You had it for yourself, guys. That was Uvio Mary. He just basically took us through, summarized his 23-year long football career that is very decorated, by the way. And yeah, man, the MTN 8 is upcoming right now, and he promised that he'll give his prediction after the first leg. So yeah, we definitely look out for that. And this is Siyasanga Munwadibi, Sunday World Engage. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Danko.